questions get asked about noise ordinance, everything is always, always directed towards them. They think that I'm just one of their girlfriends.
That's the voice of Betsy Rose Besser. She's relaying a story about how when she's out in public with her two male business partners, questions are usually directed at them, and she is often overlooked. Besser is founder of a company called Noise Ordinance. They book bands and art projects throughout the Burlington area, and she founded that company in April of this year. And, of course, this is not new. The guests that we'll hear from today have lots of stories of being overlooked, even though they each have extensive experience in their particular fields in the local music scene. They are musicians Abby Morin from her band Hand Me Down, Caroline Rose, Besser from Noise Ordinance, and Jenna Brower from the graphic design and marketing firm Paperboy. Together, this group is making an effort to bring more gender diversity into the music scene. Here's Jenna Brower with more.
And we wanted to create an event that showcased women and non-binary artists, as well as people working behind the scenes.
And so they'll stage a show that aims to fill all the major roles, from lead singer on the stage to the person running lights and taking tickets at the door, with women and non-binary people. Musician Caroline Rose talked about her experiences in the music scene and how that acted as a catalyst to bring about more gender diversity in the music scene.
Just going to a show and you're the only woman there. I mean, behind the scenes, like anyone running sound, doing production. I mean, across the board, the people in positions of power are way, way heavily dominated by men. So you just kind of feel lonely and no one sees it except for you because you're in it. And I think that the way to be taken more seriously is to have women and non-binary people in decision-making positions. Being in those positions is the only way you can make significant change.
And before starting her company, Noise Ordinance, Betsy Rose Besser was a music photographer and said often she was the only female in the pit.
And it was always really challenging for people to take my position seriously. When I moved into starting my own small company in Burlington, it was even, I feel like, more challenging to try to have men in power and people in the community take my position seriously and realize that the decisions I'm making aren't, you know, I'm not putting on a face for my company, that I'm actually trying to make a difference here.
Musician Caroline Rose said, aside from the occasional David Bowie or St. Vincent, gender diverse role models are kind of hard to come by.
The role models are all men, and especially in rock, it's like significantly straight white men. You know, you don't often get the gender diversity or the gender fluidity. Like, these things are sort of systemic, and they start at an early age. So when you're a little kid and you're looking at Guitar World magazine, and you don't really see yourself represented in those people, and you look at rock history, and women have been very much left out of that.
And the group decided to go a step further. They'll donate a portion of their proceeds to local organizations that promote gender diversity, like Tuned In and Girls Rock,
which is an organization that we all believe in and kind of addresses that issue. And that's a progressive way of saying, like, okay, here's a problem. Here's one way of how to fix it.
And what's so cool about Girls Rock Vermont is that it's bringing a lot of young people into positions in the music scene that aren't exactly being on stage. And I think that's what's so important for me, who finds my connect and my community and my passion and the behind the scenes part of it. And I think Girls Rock Vermont does a really great job of introducing every single aspect of a show.
The other way that the significant change can happen is if the audience and the consumers of music are mindful about what show they're going to go see.
Morin, Besser, Rose, and Brower all said that to make significant change happen, a concert goer who says they want to see diverse acts actually purchases a ticket. Here's Abby Morin.
Are you going to go support women and queer people and people of color, or are you going to go to that bar that is going to have 15 men on stage with the TV playing a football game of all men and the whole staff is men? You make a statement with where you spend your money. And it's hard to sometimes like distill art into like that business mindset, but really like what you choose to listen to and who you choose to buy that ticket for makes a statement.
Yeah. When you buy a ticket, you're showing everyone involved in the show that that person playing the show is valuable, and it shows the community that people want diversity in music.
We really make sure to really push our friends to buy tickets. The artists need to be paid. The sound engineer needs to be paid. If all they need is for you to purchase a $10 ticket, $15 ticket, then that's great. You're investing your money, you're investing your time to support the future of the music industry.
It feels good that I think the 10-year-olds of today have more people like us to be looking towards on the limitations of what people can or can't do based on expectations on gender.
That concert is next Thursday at Arts Riot in Burlington with Hand Me Down, Julius Caesar, and Caroline Rose. To find more details about the show, to see band photos and music videos, visit vpr.net.